Hello, you through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hi there, I'm returning a call.
Hi Diane, you okay?
I'm fine, thank you.
Brilliant, good to hear. Just give me a moment while I just load up your file.
Yep.
Just for data protection purposes, Diane, I just need to ask you three questions. So
Yep.
that's okay. So, could you just confirm your postal address for me, please?
Golf 81-1 Bravo Papa.
Brilliant. Your date of birth?
16/12/83.
Brilliant. And then you just your email address, please.
DianeDonaldATC@gmail.com.
Brilliant. That's fine. So you've passed data protection. So it's just I need to receive further information from you, just so we can collect some records from local councils in Scotland for some
Yep.
reason. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I've got a child on the list. It's just been filled out. Go back outside, you're all wet.
It's okay,
Back
don't
outside just now, please. On you go just now. Right. Hi, sorry.
No, it's all right, I don't apologize. So it's essentially we've been sending subject access requests on your behalf to local
Yep.
councils in Scotland to try and retrieve your social care records. For some
Yep.
reason, they have the index for the records. They have it under your parents' names and as well as your address immediately before you went into care. So I'm just wondering if you could possibly provide us with that information.
So my mum's name's Angela, it would have been Angela Riley.
Angela Riley. How do you pronounce not pronounce, sorry, how do you spell the Riley?
Reilly.
LLY, no problem. And then your father's name?
I highly doubt it would be under his name. I wasn't particularly in contact with him, but his name anyway is Alan Donald. It's Alan with two
Donald.
L's.
Okay, no problem. Do you recall the address what you was at before you
I
went into
think
care?
I can't remember the definite house number, but I believe it was 70, and it would have been Wood Quadrant.
Wood Quadrant.
Yep.
Wood Quadrant Road or Avenue, or is it just
No,
Wood
it's just
Quadrant?
so it's Wood Quad, but Wood Quadrant.
Okay, no problem. Do you know the postcode for that at all?
I don't. It would be still in Clydebank, so it would be a G81, but I don't know the remainder of the postcode.
If it's in Stirling Clydebank, I'll be able to try and locate that anyway online and just try and find the postcode. So it's not that much of an issue. Just as well, while you're on the phone, do you recall any other councils what you may have been under during your time in Kerr?
It would have all been, I imagine, Western Bartonshire.
Yeah, they're the ones who have actually give us a bit of pushback, and they're the ones who are actually requesting this information.
Extra information, yeah. It
Yeah.
would have been so from the time when I was fostered when I'd be younger, if that doesn't come under Western Bartonshire before things changed, that might come under Strathclyde, but there's no Strathclyde anymore.
I think Strathclyde's now under Glasgow, isn't it? I
Yeah, so I don't know
believe.
if that would maybe come under Strathclyde. So there's a possibility of Strathclyde, but if not, it's everything would be Western Bartonshire.
Yeah, I still should be able to send a detailed request to Stirling Council as well, so we'll be able to see if there's anything what comes back from there. Another thing, could you confirm for me what your current GP is and who you're
Yep.
registered at?
So I am with, so it's called Yellow Wing.
Yellow Wing.
Yep, Yellow Wing, and it's Clydebank Health Centre.
Health Centre. Fantastic. Just trying to think at the moment if there's any other possible things I may need from you in relation to gathering information for these DSAR requests, but I do think that's everything. Other than, it was by any chance you known as a different name whilst you was in Kerr?
It should all be Donald, but there's a possibility it may come under Riley at some point. So Reilly. The same as my mum's. I was Riley for a small period of time.
Okay, no problem, that's
But
fine.
I think I changed my name to Donald before I went into care. I'm not 100% sure, but it may come under as Riley.
Okay, no problem. If you remember changing your name, then of course there will be some documents within your previous name of Riley, if that were to be the case. So I'll just add them in because obviously the more information we have, the better it is for them to locate your files.
Yeah.
Just with the way they do it, like as you can possibly understand, when in that kind of situation, they're not going to put like files under like the child's name. It's going to obviously be either with the parents or the area that they're in, unfortunately.
Yeah,
But
no, that's fine.
that's brilliant. So what I'll go do now is that I'll go send some further detail requests and try and retrieve your medical records and also your care records. The next time we get in contact with you, Diane, we'll be trying to book you in for a witness statement.
Yeah,
Maybe
because I've
we.
actually thought of something else that I would like to add on to it as well.
Yeah, that's fine. As in, what is it? What you add on? What's like the nature of it? Is it like a care setting where you've been to? What you've
Yeah.
somehow remembered? Yeah.
So, no, it was just another incident of something that had happened.
Okay,
So,
well, sorry to interrupt. If it's an incident, what happened? Obviously, you don't need to tell us that on the phone right now. We
right.
can obviously save that for the witness statement. We wouldn't want to obviously cause you any distress, especially within this heat today. So, when we are in a position where we've got all your records back, we've gone through them, and then we're ready to take your witness statement. We'll give you a call first, just see what day and what time is best for you.
Yep.
It will be quite a lengthy phone call. It may end up being split into a couple of hours, just so we're very meticulous and we get everything down
Yep.
for you before we send it to the panel. But that could possibly be maybe within the next 3 months,
Yeah, no,
three
that's
to
fine.
6 months, but we're not fully too sure about the actual time frame yet. But we are working to try and retrieve your records for you in relation to your application.
Yeah, no worries, that's fine.
No problem. While I'm on the phone, is there anything else what you may have any questions over or anything like that?
No, that's all, thanks.
All right, brilliant. Thank you very much, Diane. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.